God the Father and Creator sends Jesus the Redeemer into the world to be the Messiah. But as he is doing that, Jesus is being sent to us to teach the good news to us and to be able to follow the way so that we are in right relationship with God and with humanity. And Jesus does an exemplary job at this. And in his preaching, he uses I am statements, and we hear these listed in the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. This is a beautiful and wonderful image for Jesus, the good shepherd, someone who lays one's life down for the sake of another. And Jesus does preach about this. He uses a parable where he talks about, you know, what is a shepherd to do if one of the 100 sheep are away? A good shepherd goes and gets that lost sheep because he cares for that sheep. However, we are left with the question, what is a good shepherd? We know what a good shepherd is not. A good shepherd does not humiliate, abuse, exploit, cause division, or do harm to a sheep or the flock. Since the beginning of time, there have been shepherds who have been misleading, prophets that have misled. And we hear this, you know, in our first reading today from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, where Jeremiah says, woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter my flock. Both Jeremiah and Jesus have had to tangle with many false prophets. In the Middle Ages, the troubadours, In the Middle Ages, the troubadours described people. I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. In the Middle Ages, troubadours misled people by singing evil songs and telling evil stories. After the 1400s, the printing press was created, and anyone who could afford to, send out personal opinion or challenge personal opinion could do that and thus mislead people. In our age, the radio, television, and internet can mislead people. And we are living in a time when this can do harm. And on top of this, we see ourselves being in need of good shepherds. I'm sorry, I can't continue with people standing around. I would appreciate if you please sit. Thank you. How are we to determine what a good shepherd is? All we need to do is to look at Psalm 23. Psalm 23 opens up with the words, I am the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. It indicates that Shepherds, lead us to green pastures and to restful waters. The psalm also offers us a combination of bountiful possibilities and plenty for everyone. God's world can provide plenty for all people. After some time, the psalmist admits that the right path does wind around evil and dark valleys, but the divine shepherd remains there and gives us the courage to stare upon evil and to avoid it. Halfway through the psalm, the image changes. The shepherd becomes a steward. The very good God sets a lavish table for us. Those who partake the table are anointed, first as guests, then as people set out to be on the right path. In today's gospel, Jesus shows us his own awareness of people's needs and how he responds to them. He sees that people are hungry. He feeds them. He is the good shepherd. And in turn, we too are to be the good shepherds regardless of what our state in life is. And like the good shepherd, as we see in today's gospel, you know, the good Jesus and the disciples take a rest. They rest in the Lord. There's an element of self-care here. In turn, that is what we are to do. We are to sit with the Lord every day, allowing God to be able to love us and nurture us with his love. So in turn, we have a heart of charity, and that charity is reflected to all people. Thus, the good shepherd does not humiliate, does not exploit, does not cause division, does not pass judgment. We are all equally loved in God's eye, and in turn, that love is to be extended. As we continue this liturgy, let us continue to thank God for the blessings that he has bestowed upon us, and continue to pray for the heart that is loving, charitable, just like the good shepherd. So in turn, that when we pass from this life into the next, we're all one with God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier.